Four questions.
Rabbi Nishalim, I have millions of questions. But he said, Rabbi Nishalim, all the questions I have, they're all entered up. They're all entered up. If you just show me that you're with me. Africa come to the Emes of Simcha Mit Hashem. We come into the Chodesh from Simcha, Chodesh Adar. It's a marvel of Simcha. Some Simcha. That's what everybody has to know to come to Simcha. I'm coming out to the Parshas. In the Binyan from the Mishkan. Vayedabe Hashem el Moishe Leimah. Dabel b'nei Yisrael v'yikhuli truma. Rashi says, li lishmi. Hence, if I don't give a truma, it has to be lishma. You know, also by the binyan beis hamikdash, the binyan from the Mishkan, v'yasu li mikdash, v'shachanti b'soichom, v'yasu lishmi, beis kedusha. We know for the Rebbein Shalom. Our good actions have to be for the Rebbein Shalom. Yasu li mikdosh v'shochanti b'soichom. Akasha, how many bote mikdosh are we making over here? The Suli Mikdash are making one Mikdash. For Shachanti B'Soichom of the Israeli here, that's Loshen Rabbim, right?
Shachanti B'Soichom of the Bnei Shon, not the Rabbim of the Bnei Mikdash.
Very good. So it's brought down that the Rebbein Shalom is telling us, we are Suli Mikdash for Shachanti B'Soichom. I will live within you, I will live within you, I will live with you, all of you. We learn out from here the Yasu Li Mikdosh, that every person be'etzim within himself. The Yasu Li Mikdosh. Each person, the Yasu Li, you all should make within yourselves a mini Beis HaMikdosh. Every person's mechuyiv to make himself into a Beis HaMikdosh, a miniature Beis HaMikdosh. V'shochanti b'soichem, and the Rebbein Shalom will live within each and every one of us. Every person has the koyach to live with the Rebbein Shalom. Be a mikdash. Person make himself kodesh. Chiyuv an kval yisrael. Kedoshim tiyu, ki kodesh ani Hashem. What is kedoshim tiyu? We should be kedoshim, ki kodesh ani Hashem. Does that have a meaning in the Gemara? Learns out, Kedoshim Tiyu, Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem. Yochul Kamoini, Efshe, you mechuyev to be as Kodesh as I am. Kedoshim Tiyu, you should be Kedoshim. Maybe you should be like me, as Kodesh as the Rebbein Shalom. Talmud Loimai, Ki Kodesh Ani Hashem, Kedusha Si, Lemailam, Kedusha Sche. My Kedusha is higher. Not on such a Madrega like me, but you should be Kedoshim. Yochul Kamoini, Chaim Shmulevitz used to turn red in the face of it. Sugar when he used to say over this Chazal. Does that have a meaning that we have to be as Kodesh? As the Rebbein Shalom? What's that such a have a meaning?
Why not?
The Rebbein Shalom is perfect.
Okay.
Nothing she used to say. The Eibishter, what's the meaning from the Rebbein Shalom is Kulei Noisim. Kulei Noisim. The complete giver. Complete giver. If we sit and we think for a second, what's this Asuli Mikdosh? This main Asuli Mikdosh we'll see in a minute. The Torah tells us the next step. But I once heard a story, and I said to myself, this is a mini Beis HaMikdosh. This is the Midas from the Rebbein Shalom. It's a famous story. I heard it from someone who heard it from this man. was an old man. He was living in New York. I don't know if he's still alive. He told over the story that happened to him. When he was a bocher, his father wanted him to go learn. He was in Europe. He wanted him to go learn by Rabbi Shimon Shkop. Shimon Shkop, the Gedolei Rashi Yeshiva. In those days, his father wanted very bad he should go learn in Grodno. That was the yeshiva by Rabbi Shimon Shkop. This bocher was a good bocher. Wasn't a tremendous balkishin. Wasn't a ilui. Didn't have the greatest head in the world. His father wanted him to go. His father sat with him and he prepared for him a shtikl Torah that he should say over to Rabbi Shimon when he goes to the yeshiva, to the faher, to get into the yeshiva. He should say over the shtikl Torah. So you have to know it good. You can say over a shtikl Torah to Rabbi Shimon, you have to know this shtikl Torah good, yeah. Kitzer, he traveled, he prepared the shtikl Torah with his father. And he had to travel a good few weeks, I think it was, to get to Grodno. It took him a long time, right? From the train to Odessa. And he didn't have where to stay. He went through towns, he didn't have where to stay. He slept in the local Bote Joshim, slept on benches, a couple of weeks. He was traveling like this, he didn't really have decent food, he bought a little bit here, a little bit there, whatever he managed, he didn't have so much money on him. The kids, the time he got to Reb Shimon, the whole time he's going over in his head, the shtikl Torah, the shtikl Torah, he has such a pachad, he's very nervous, he has to say the shtikl Torah to Reb Shimon. And he gets, finally, comes to Grodno, and he gets to the house of Reb Shimon. And he knocks on the door and he's prepared right away. He thinks Reb Shimon's going to open the door and then attack it. Shtikl Torah! He's all ready. Shimon opens the door himself. Tells him he's a bocher, he wants to come to the yeshiva, explains. Shimon says, I have two shailos for you. Now, this guy is like blown away now. What do you mean? I prepared a shtikl Torah to say, oh, but he's going to start asking me shailos. I don't know. He's going to catch me off guard. I don't have to prepare for it. Someone's going to ask me. I was prepared to say a shtikl Torah. I prepared. So Shimon is the first kasha is. When was the last time he said you had a nice warm meal? Nice home cooked meal. And the second kasha is, when was the last time you slept in a good decent bed? And the guy said, Taka, quite a few weeks. Shimon's come inside. Shimon served himself, served him a meal. Put him to sleep. The guy said, oh, shtikl Torah, shtikl Torah tomorrow. Eat first. Get a good night's sleep. We'll talk in the morning tomorrow. He kind of got up the next day and he told him over the shtikl Torah and he was accepted to the yeshiva. And he said over someone I know, that he was by Reb Shimon for 2 years. He learned in Shir by Reb Shimon. He said he doesn't remember a thing from those 2 years. Nothing he heard in Shir he remembers. But these two questions that he never forgot from Reb Shimon. And he said when he was going through the Holocaust, he was going through a war, he was running away, and many times he thought to give up his Yiddishkeit. And then this story from Reb Shimon, this is what Reb Shimon did for him, this is what helped him so much. Because Reb Shimon did this for him, he said he never gave up his life. Right? That's why he's from today. So this person said over him. The godless, the godliness from Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon was known, if you ask anybody about Reb Shimon, they're going to tell you stories about Lomdis, and looking at the Shtikl Torah, and the shiurim from Reb Shimon for hours, and how Lamdin he was, and how Masmid. Nobody understood the shiurim. Everybody, they'll tell you all these stories. The one story that stuck with him, this story shows what it means, Asidi Mikdosh. Shimon was more the Torah. The Torah went inside. We learn that also from the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, from the Binyan Mishkan. Talmud Chacham has to be Torah Kebal. It had Echos on the inside. Person like that cares for Klal Yisrael. That was the godless from Reb Shimon. He could look at a yid and see right away. Psh, person needs a meal, needs a bed. That but also the leaders from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And such a person, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, is Shechanti B'Soichu. The pasuk goes weiter. Va'asu Aaron, I say shitim amotayim v'chitzi orkot. Amin v'chitzi orkot. The Kaimasa tells us first to build an Oren. Tells us first to build an Oren. This is the first instruction of building the Mishkan, to build the Aron HaKodesh. If you look later on, yeah, when they actually started building the Mishkan, the Aron wasn't the first from the Kelim built. It was the first from the Kelim that was said to be built, but it wasn't the first from the Kelim built. Asks the Velt, why was it the first thing that was said to be built? The Teretz is Zachsoif Masel Machshavat Chilo. What does it mean? And this is the first instruction. Vasuli Mikdash Vashachanti Vasoichom. If you want the Abishta to live, this was the Oren. Where, what was in the Oren? What did the Oren house? The Terek Daisha. Luchais. That was in the Oren HaKodesh. So if Ma'asim Machshavet Chila Afilu, the Oren wasn't the first to be built, but it was the first thing on the mind. A person has in his life many times, right? Well, unfortunately, Torah is not the first thing he's able to do. Sit down to learn. I have no time. I have to make a panosa. To chill out. To read the Shitzorich Aliyah. I have to go to Enshikat. Enjoy my to eat my Paris, right? This is my Paris. My Paris. Well, a lot of things you have to do in this world. Sometimes they take priority before we can sit down and learn. Yeah? But a person says Masim Machshavat Chila, but what is the ikker? A person has to always know and have within him what's the ikker? What's the ikker? It's the most important. The guy I know doesn't live near me anymore. He used to live near me. Every single day I used to come home. He used to work during the day. Every single day I used to come home from yeshiva. I would see him leaving. He would come home right before me. He would drop his stuff at his house quickly, and he would get a cup of coffee. And I would normally see him going with his gemara and his cup of coffee. He's first starting his day to wake up 7:30 at night to go to his shir. I never missed a shir. One time I was in his house, he was busy with his wife, taking care of something, and he said, I got the shear now, I have to go. Shear. Never missed the shear. Whole day the guy worked. Most of his life he was very busy. But his shear, he was kaveya, his time for learning, that was the most important part of his day. This is what he looked forward to all day. This is what he looked forward to all day. Does haste the Asuli Mikdash? The Rebbeinu Shalom wants from us be machshav Torah. You can't always learn. Some people it's not easy to sit and learn all day. But be machshav Torah. A person should know. This is the most important thing. We say over the story a lot. Say it over again. Nothing to see. I was once in America. He told us the story. He came back all excited. From a collection trip, when he comes in excited, usually means he made a lot of money. He said that's not the main reason why he was so excited. It was because of one meeting that he had when he was there. It made him excited. He said he went to wherever, Madison Avenue, Fifth Avenue, Park Avenue, whatever it was in Manhattan, to this big office building, 100 stories up. He looks up at this building, wow, he goes up top floor, beautiful office with a gorgeous view. Sits down with this guy and he's talking to him, trying to get him to donate money to the yeshiva. And the guy talking wrote out a nice check. And he was schmoozing with the yeshiva. And in the middle of the conversation, the yeshiva said, where would you like this money to go for? She said, what do you mean? To the yeshiva, giving money to Torah. So the yeshiva said, yeah, but there are a lot of things in the yeshiva. Some people like it to go for
for, you know, Kodesh, some people for benches, for shtenders, for the shah, you know, the entranceway. Some people for food, you know, that's usually used to say the hardest thing to raise money for. No one wants to pay for food to feed Avreichen. So plaques. Where would you like your plaque? The guy answered him, what do I care? I'm giving money to Yeshiva. For Torah. As long as it puts a smile on the Rabbeinu Shalom's face, what do I care where it goes from? I need to put a smile on the Rabbeinu Shalom's face. A shtender, a bench, a smile on the Rabbeinu Shalom's face. On the Rabbeinu Shalom's face. This is what he wants. This was his dick. Yeshiva looked at us with this smile. Said, the Balabos in America, he says. The Balabos in America, in Manhattan, in a beautiful office with all the gashmias you could think of. And his one rotzen, what his one will, his one desire, is to put a smile on the Rabbeinu Shalom's face. That's also a mikdosh. You can make yourself into a mikdosh from a beautiful office on Madison Avenue. Yasuli, how? I feel the Orem is not going to be the first to be built. I would always have that in mind, that that's the first, that's the takes precedence in my life. You tell you.